President Obama will travel to Nevada tomorrow to outline his vision for comprehensive immigration reform. Now, prior to that, we hear an announcement from a bipartisan group of senators. Yes, there are such things still. They've come to a deal, apparently, on the issue, a deal which the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid this morning says he could go along with. And joining us live is Chuck Todd, NBC's political director and chief White House correspondent. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing in that 8 feet of snow out there?
Oh, I know. My kids are trying to figure out why they're staying home from school, but
they're not complaining that much.
You know what? I'm not going to be here criticizing my friends in Arlington County, because if it were 5 degrees cooler, it would be an ice rink.
And you don't.
So I understand why they made the decision.
So let me ask you this: why immigration, as you know, the first big kind of business that this Congress is doing, and why now?
Immigration, of all of the stuff on the agenda, guns, immigration, the budget impasse, if you will, immigration has the best chance of getting broad bipartisan support. Why? And we've talked about this before. Big deals happen in Washington when there's political reward for both parties to do the big deal in some form or another. And on immigration, there is sort of there's clearly Democrats owe it to their Hispanic base to finally deliver on this, and Republicans have to get on board on this if they ever have a chance at winning over Hispanics. So this is a case where the political interests align, and ultimately, you know, nobody does anything for the good of the country. Let's not pretend that happens in Congress. They do it if it's politically beneficial to them personally. And look at the guys on board. Two Arizona senators, Lindsey Graham, who's always thinking about the party nationally, and Marco Rubio, another border state. Three of the four Republicans, essentially border state senators from states with large Hispanic populations.
And what about the House? There have been deals on immigration before that have fallen through when the House couldn't come to terms.
Well, and that's, to me, the big question mark. Look, this picture today is going to be impressive. Chuck Schumer, John McCain, you know, Marco Rubio, these guys, Dick Durbin, standing together saying, hey, we've got an agreement in principle. The question is, can it get through the House? I listened to Paul Ryan with David Gregory yesterday. He certainly sounded like a guy who said, you know, I'm with Marco Rubio on this immigration thing. Immigration strikes me as one of those issues that Boehner will get through the House, even if it means he doesn't have a majority of Republicans behind him.
Mm-hmm. And it seems, if you read the comments Eric Cantor has in the New York Times today, he, too, is recognizing here the Republican Party needs to make some changes, at least in the way it...
Fastest-growing demographic group in Virginia is Hispanics and Asians. They're not. It's not African-Americans.
And, of course, Eric Cantor is a representative from Virginia.
Exactly.
What about this path to citizenship? That's always been one of the sticking points.
Well, the question is, it depends on how you define the word, that scarlet A word, if you will, in this case, amnesty. Under this agreement, how this would work is everybody who's in this country illegally would be allowed to stay. They would not have to go back to their home countries. You know, there'd always been home countries, touch their home country, and then come back. They'd be allowed to stay. They would not, however, be allowed to pursue citizenship until certain border security metrics were met. And this is where the devil's in the details, right? That still has to be negotiated. What are those metrics? Who measures it? Who decides where we finally have adequate border security? Okay. And you know, these people have to pay a fine and all this stuff. So the question is that amnesty, or is that amnesty with a price? And I think that Marco Rubio is arguing, hey, this is realistic. You can't send everybody back. This is a way of they're going to be in the back of the line. They're not going to get preferential treatment, and they're going to have to pay fines and taxes in order to earn citizenship.
Well, sure, it would be nice to see something come out of the Congress.
A bipartisan, I mean, it is one of those deals where you feel like, wow, is the sun shining? Hey, what's going on here? And it's not today, but maybe it will by the end of the day.
Hope so. Chuck, thanks. Good to talk to you.
You got it, guys.
Chuck Todd is NBC's political director and chief White House correspondent.